Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say that I'm supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, California, dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. I can't say that I've tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter, it clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. Hello, how are you? So typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry, I hope that you are well. Did you ever make it out of that town when nothing ever happened? It's so secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done.
Hello?
When I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can't say that I tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter, it clearly doesn't tear you apart.
What's up, world? This is Carl Babyface Monster Jones. I'm bringing you another episode of the Dopeness interview series brought to you by USA Blog Network. Tonight we have a special guest. As you just heard, his angelic voice he's been doing a lot of covers, but as of recently, he just dropped an original single called Baby I See. His name is Rain Michael. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I appreciate you coming aboard, man, coming on the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so.
Hopefully we can make it fun.
Yeah.
So what I was saying is, I'll let you introduce yourself. Tell us more about you.
All right. My name is Rain Michael. I currently reside in Fargo, North Dakota. I've been here for a few years just working independently on different music projects and doing different features and things like that. I've been singing for most of my life, for as long as I can remember. But it wasn't until I was a teenager that I decided that it was something that I wanted to do professionally. And I just started working really, really hard and learning how to sing and just started writing my own songs and putting myself out there.
Hmm. Did you come up in a musical family?
No, actually, there was like a lot of music and dancing around me, but no one else in my family sings on this, I guess, on this level. There's always been music and there's always been singing, but I have no like musical background in that sense.
Oh, wow. So how did you get inspired to become a singer?
Honestly, I was, like I said, I was in my teens, and I had a foster sister, actually, Charity, who heard me singing one day, and she told me that if I was going to sing, I was going to need to do it loud enough to where people could hear me. And from that point on, I was pretty annoying after that.
So you kind of stood out at church?
Yeah, definitely. When I was, the youngest memory that I remember is being like 4 years old, and I went up on stage and started singing with the adult group that we had at the church I was at the time, and just started singing right along with them. I'm not sure exactly why or what brought me to that moment, but that was like one of the first times that my mother, I guess, realized that there was a possibility that I had potential for singing, but we didn't focus on it too hard. I mean, we grew up, my parents divorced when I was really young, and so we grew up in a single parent family, and I don't, you know, I'm pretty sure most of the world knows by now that that's not exactly easy. So opportunities to travel and do things like that and put yourself in front of people who can help you with your, you know, singing and music stuff, but none of that stuff is cheap. And so
yeah.
I just worked on it on my own.
Okay. Well, what would you describe your genre as?
I would,
or your musical
say
style?
My genre is definitely going to be more of the R&B and pop. I really love soulful singers and soulful music. I'm the type of person where when I sing, I really feel what I sing. Like, I really get into it. I really, like, everything about singing and music, like, that particular song at that time, like, that's just my whole emotion. Like, everything gets taken over by that. So my definite genre is going to be R&B and pop.
Mm. And we played that cover song for Hello, Adele's Hello, at the beginning. How did you get into doing all of the cover songs? Because, man, on your YouTube channel, you got about, you know, you got hundreds of cover songs that you pretty much mastered. How did you get into that?
Let's see. 2006, actually. I was in college for theater, actually, and YouTube was just coming out, and I just started seeing like a lot of people singing on YouTube, and I was like, well, I could do this. So I just started doing it in 2006. Back then YouTube had a lot of copyright issues, so I had my account suspended twice before 2013, when I came back with more videos and I guess a better voice and better equipment and things like that, and I just kind of worked on it from there. And as far as singing covers, All the YouTube covers, and then you see all the singing TV shows and everything, it's all about singing other people's music to get yourself heard. And so I just started doing my own thing that way and just posting whatever songs that I either sounded good at or that I thought I sounded good at or that I loved. And those were the songs that ended up on my YouTube.
Hmm. And eventually I see like the last songs, you have like this nice mic set up and the lighting is dark, but you have like a lighting situation that's pretty dope. Is that something that kind of gradually you got better at, was recording those songs?
Definitely, because when I first started out, if you look at one of my very first videos, which was Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man, if you look at that very first video and compare it to the last video that I did, which was the Shawn Mendes cover, it's a huge leaps and bounds. So, and yeah, that took time, and that took energy, and that took, I mean, you really have to learn how to edit, and you really have to use like a software, and you really have to get the right light. Like you said, you got to get the right lighting, you got to get the right mood, you got to get the right, you know, setup and things like that. So.
Okay. What are some upcoming songs that we can look forward to that you plan on covering?
Let's see. I'm actually really focused more on the original stuff right now, which is the new song, Baby I See. I'm focusing on that. There's another original song that I'm working on also that I'll be putting out after this. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. But as far as covers go, I get a lot of requests to do a lot of different things. My most recent request was a song by Stevie Nicks, Rhiannon. And then my sister, one of my other foster sisters who lives in Florida, she requested that I sing Angels by Robbie Williams. Other than that, one song that I really love right now that I'm learning is the new Sam Smith song. And so I'll probably actually be working on that in a couple of weeks, because I really love the song, and I really love the message to it. I definitely agree with that. And his voice is just amazing, and I feel like if you can do any part of any of his songs, then that's going to show that you can sing, because he can sing. Kelly
yeah,
Clarkson,
you, do, you did a you did a Prince
album.
Cover. You did a Purple Rain.
Oh yeah.
So that
yeah, I,
that puts you up there.
Thank you so much. I get that one a lot. I go out to karaoke a lot with friends, and that's pretty much, I guess, my crowd pleaser song is what I'm going to call it. Like, anytime I go anywhere where I've sang before, that's always the song that everyone wants me to sing, is Prince Purple Rain. It's pretty much the song locally that I'm known for around this area anyway. So it's kind of interesting. Other than that, there's a new Kelly Clarkson song that I want to cover that she has not. It's on her album, her newest album, and it's called I Don't Think About You. And it's just a beautiful ballad song with a lot of range and a lot of difficult, like, vocalizing and things like that. So I'm definitely going to give that a try.
Yeah, that's one thing I realized, that out of all of the songs, they're more like soulful ballads that talk about lost love or something like that, as opposed to kind of like a Backstreet Boys type of, you know, like, pop-ish,
yeah,
up-tempo song. So is that like where you fall?
I would say that is where I am the most comfortable singing, because
right.
Those are the emotions that I can tap into realistically and give a very real interpretation and performance. Whereas the ones that are a little bit more, I guess, bouncier or a little bit like happier, that's more of something that never really going to connect with me as much sometimes. And so, therefore, I usually stick to either ballads or mid-tempo. I would say that the newest song that I'm releasing, The Baby I See, that one is definitely more mid-tempo, but there's still, like, a beat to it that keeps it moving. And that, you know, so, but, yeah, I definitely connect into the soulful side of things 100%.
Yeah, and speaking of the song, that's the reason why we're here, is the new song called Baby I See. I want to go ahead and play it. Introduce it so we can go ahead and jam it.
All right, this is Baby I See by Rain Michael, and it was produced by Pew Music.
Here we go.
True colors, baby, I see right through.
All right, we're back live on the Dopeness interview series. I'm live with Rain Michael. That right there was Baby I See, the latest single for Rain. Awesome song, man. How did you create that? Like reminisce with us. Tell us, like, what the thought process was behind the writing and recording of it.
Okay. I gotta go back to 2016. I worked two night jobs, and I was working nights at a hotel, and these lyrics just started coming to me. And I usually write a lot of songs about, you know, love and relationships, and usually it's about them ending. I haven't been the luckiest in that department, so that stuff kind of comes naturally to me. But I just started writing. The lyrics down, just piece by piece, and then flash forward to 2017 when I met Q Music. He had me do a small feature part interlude or something like that for another song. And he loved what I did so much that he said, check out my other tracks and see if there's anything that, you know, speaks to you. And this one jumped out right away. I heard the music, and I was like, this would be perfect for, you know, for that song. And so
yeah.
I just started piecing it together that way. And believe it or not, he's an amazing producer, and the engineer did great work. I actually recorded this right here in my bedroom. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you sent it off to them to edit it and to mix it?
Yep. I recorded everything right here in my bedroom. I did all the background vocals, everything. Yeah, they just pretty much put it together and edited it. This is the final project that we got.
That's dope, man. That's quality from the bedroom.
Yes, right from the bedroom.
Yeah. And then, okay, so, yeah, the mixer was, like, superb on that, man.
Thank
so
you
shout
much.
Out to
yeah.
whoever mixed it.
Definitely. Yeah, they definitely did great work. It was all pretty much, it was all pretty much handled and produced through Q Music, and then I know that he reached out to an additional engineer for the finalization. So I don't know that person's name offhand. I wish I did, but I will definitely let people know for sure.
Yeah, well, the next one you got to send it to him.
Well, I know they've heard it. It's just all done through Q Music because he's the producer and also a part-time manager, I guess, in a sense. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. He did a fantastic job with the beat too, man. The drums in it is what stands out to me. The stick work he put in there. Amazing.
Yeah, definitely. It took the original song that I created, and then it just like enhanced it to this like monster of a song that I like when I was listening to when I was recording this, I had no idea it was gonna sound like this. And honestly, when I first heard it, I was taken aback a little bit because I've always been, if you listen to any of my other stuff, it's all pretty much like acoustic, live, you know, like I've never been this polished before ever. Like, not even in my previous, you know, album, stuff like that. I've never been this polished. So it took me back a little bit, and it took me a little bit to get used to. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. That is a story. Because it sounds like you recorded in a $1 million studio, like you were actually physically there for hours. But
That's awesome. It definitely didn't take hours. Nice. I think it probably took two. Two or less, to do all the background vocals, all my main vocals.
So a few more questions. So it sounds like you're kind of moving and migrating away from cover songs to producing and creating your own original material. So the question I have is, Baby I See, is this the beginning of an album, or is this already on a project?
It's a possibility. I will say that. I don't want to say that there is going to be an album if there's not going to be an album, but there's talk of another album for sure. I have a previous album that I released in 2016. That was called Dare to Dream. But this is a completely different. This is a completely different project in Animal. So, I'll have to see what happens. What I'm realizing with this song is, it's getting a lot more exposure, I guess, in a sense. Things are just kind of not necessarily blowing up, but they're getting a little bit more intense than they were before. So, wrapping my mind around that concept and being okay with it is kind of an adjustment for me. So there may be an album, but as of right now, it's just talks about an album.
There you have it. You heard it here. It may or may not be an album.
Pretty much. It's a maybe. It's a maybe. It's a definite maybe. I will just leave it at that.
And another thing I want to touch on lightly is your performance, because it seems like you get, I think I read somewhere, you get emotionally into your music and you have a genuine passion for singing, and that comes out when you get on each and every stage. Can you explain, like, your performance style and how, you know, like when the next performance might be?
Let's see, my performance style. Well, the easiest way to explain my performance style is I get up on stage and I get lost in a song. I don't have like choreographed moves and stuff broken down in my head. I just feel the music and I kind of go with it. And somehow that puts on a show. It's, you know, I'm not really sure 100% what that feeling is. It's just, for some reason, whenever I get on any stage and a microphone is handed to me, I just give it all I've got, 125%, like all the time. And I think it's that emotion that I'm putting into it, that giving it 125%, that makes people pay attention. you know, rather than just my voice or just my vocals. I think it's that. As far as future performances, there are talks about me coming to Chicago, possibly. I don't have anything set up right now locally, but I am looking into different venues and things like that for this song, at least, if not a couple more, in like the Minneapolis area and bigger cities like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. I live in Chicago. That's where we are based. Yes.
Well,
I really do appreciate you coming on, man. What I want you to do is I want you to give people your last words and also tell them what your Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook handle is so they can go and follow you and go and see the video and like the music and download the new song.
All right. Let's see. All right. Well, first of all, I just want to thank everybody at this time who has been supporting me up to this moment. Like, I cannot appreciate you enough, and people who have stood by me from the very beginning, pushing me to continuing to do this, even when I wanted to quit a lot of times. And so I just want to thank those people right away. You can follow me on Twitter through Rain Michael. Facebook, it's Rain Michael Music. And then let's see, as far as Instagram, it's The Real Rain Michael. Someone else took Rain Michael, so I had to put The Real in front of it. And then YouTube, it's just youtube.com/C/Rain Michael. And that'll take you to all my videos, including this lyric video. Inside of that lyric video is a link, actually, where you can download and get a case and a poster with the physical copy, basically, of the song that you get, and that's to that link. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all that stuff is going to be coming up very soon. There's a small delay. It was supposed to be already, but things happen in this business. So there's a small delay, but it's definitely coming, I would say, within the next week, I'm hoping. So that's definitely where you can download for sure. I'm going to be posting about this probably ridiculously for a while. It's the first thing that I've done where I'm extremely proud of the work on all sides. And so I really want everyone to enjoy the song and enjoy the music and really, you know, really feel it and get into it.
Once again, Rain, we really appreciate you coming on the Dopeness interview series. Of course, Baby I See will be shortly plastered all across the USA Blog Network. So, man, support good music, y'all. It's Rain Michael. All right? So that's another episode.
Thank you
so much. Oh, no. Thank you, man. Thank you. So that's another episode of the Dopeness interview series. You know, we're bringing nothing but the dopest in the world, hip-hop, R&B, pop. If you haven't already went and followed USA Blog Network on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, do so when you hear it. Until then, we're going to go out to Baby I See because this is something special. Go and get the poster. It's the link on the YouTube. We'll have the link on this interview right now, and also it'll be on USA Blog Network. All right? We out.
Always doing what you ask of me.
Never question what you've done, baby. But now something in me has changed. This will never be the same. Baby, I see your true.